Good morning, it's April 8th and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a dramatic turn of events during the Paris-Roubaix race on April 7th, 2024, Dutch cyclist Mathieu van der Poel's victory was marred by unsportsmanlike conduct from the crowd. Amidst his remarkable performance, a spectator threw a cap into his wheel, while others hurled beer at him, sparking widespread condemnation. The incident has led to an uproar within the cycling community. The Cyclists' Union has voiced its intention to take decisive action against such disruptive behaviours, highlighting the seriousness of the situation. Social media platforms have become arenas for expressing anger and demanding accountability, with efforts underway to identify the individual responsible for throwing the cap. This year's Paris-Roubaix race was distinguished by more than just the actions of unruly spectators. It featured a controversial safety measure near the Arenberg coal mine and was held under bright sunshine, breaking away from the traditional muddy backdrop associated with the event. These conditions added an unexpected twist to the challenges faced by the cyclists. In the women's category, Belgian world champion Lotte Kopecky emerged victorious, adding another layer of excitement to the day's events. Meanwhile, the internet buzzes with footage of van der Poel's decisive attack and the race's critical moments, including the approach to the Trui-Darenberg, alongside comprehensive race results and finishing times for all competitors. The cycling community's response to the disruptive incidents has been swift and clear, with calls for measures to prevent such occurrences in the future. As the search for the offenders continues, the solidarity among cyclists and fans alike underscores the importance of respect and sportsmanship in the sport. In a pivotal moment for Slovakia, Peter Pellegrini clinches the presidential seat, marking a significant shift in the country's political landscape. With a win of 53.1% of the votes, Pellegrini, a figure with a pro-Russian stance, emerges victorious over pro-European diplomat Ivan Korkok, setting the stage for a potential realignment of Slovakia's international posture towards Russia. Pellegrini, who has previously served as vice premier, carries the support and influence of Prime Minister Robert Fico's government into his presidency. His victory is not just a personal triumph, but signals a potential continuation of the current government's policies, which have been characterized by a pro-Russian orientation. This development raises concerns about the future of liberal democracy and the rule of law in Slovakia, as Pellegrini's administration is expected to follow closely in the footsteps of its predecessors. A notable aspect of Pellegrini's platform is his opposition to arming Ukraine, a stance that diverges sharply from the pro-European military support policies. This position highlights a significant shift in Slovakia's foreign policy, with broad implications for its relationships with both Russia and Ukraine. Pellegrini's win has ignited discussions about the potential erosion of democratic values in Slovakia and its foreign policy direction, especially in light of his upcoming tenure replacing Liberal President Zuzana Kapitova on June 15th. As Storm Kathleen, the 11th named storm of the 2023-24 season, unleashes its fury on the UK and Ireland, communities brace for 70 miles per hour gales that have already caused significant upheaval. This tempest has led to the cancellation of around 140 flights, disrupted rail and ferry services, and left tens of thousands without electricity, marking a chaotic period for residents and travellers alike. The Met Office has responded to the escalating situation with a yellow wind warning for northern Scotland, while the Scottish Environmental Protection Agency has issued flood alerts and warnings, underscoring the severity of the storm. Authorities are on high alert, urging the public to avoid coastal areas and to exercise caution in flood-prone regions, emphasising the unpredictable nature of Storm Kathleen. In Ireland, approximately 34,000 homes, farms, and businesses have been plunged into darkness due to power outages. ESB Networks has been actively deploying crews to restore electricity in the affected areas, highlighting the extensive impact of the storm across the region. Amidst the chaos, an unusual phenomenon has been observed. Despite the storm's ferocity, the UK experienced its warmest day of the year, with temperatures reaching a high of 20.9 degrees Celsius in Suffolk. This contrast between the storm's wrath and the record-breaking warmth adds an intriguing layer to the unfolding narrative of Storm Kathleen. As the storm continues to wreak havoc, public safety remains a paramount concern. Authorities are advising against unnecessary travel and urging residents to stay away from floodwaters, emphasising the importance of caution during this tumultuous period. The situation continues to evolve, with efforts underway to mitigate the storm's impact and ensure the safety of those in its path. In a dramatic turn of events in Hungary, Peter Magyar, once an insider of the ruling Fidesz party, has swiftly risen as a formidable opponent to Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government. This development comes as Magyar spearheads a large-scale protest in Budapest, signalling a significant shift in the country's political landscape. Magyar, stepping out of the shadows of his past affiliations, led a massive demonstration against Orbán's administration, attracting over 100,000 participants. This protest not only showcased the growing discontent among Hungarians, but also marked Magyar's intent to challenge the status quo by running in the upcoming European Parliament elections. Adding fuel to the fire, Magyar released damning recordings of conversations with former Justice Minister Judit Varga, his ex-wife, implicating her in a pardon scandal that led to her resignation. Despite the government's efforts to downplay his influence and the palpable scepticism from some opposition factions, Magyar's call for unity among conservative, left-wing, and liberal Hungarians has begun to resonate. His appeal across the political spectrum has translated into tangible support, with projections indicating that 13% of voters are likely to back his party in the European parliamentary elections. This burgeoning support poses a real challenge to Orbán's Fidesz party, potentially disrupting its long-standing dominance in Hungarian politics. Magyar's emergence as a powerful anti-establishment figure and his successful mobilisation of a broad base of support underscore a pivotal moment in Hungary. As the European Parliament elections approach, the impact of Magyar's movement could redefine the political landscape, challenging the grip of Fidesz on Hungarian politics and signalling a new era of political engagement and opposition in the country. As the conflict in Eastern Europe enters its 774th day, the dynamics on the ground and in the political arena continue to evolve. Ukrainian forces have shown resilience by neutralizing 17 Russian attack drones in a single day, a testament to their determination in the face of adversity. However, President Volodymyr Zelensky raises an alarming concern. Ukraine's air defense might be at risk of depletion if Russia's relentless long-range bombing campaign persists. This situation underscores the urgent need for international support and cooperation. Amidst the ongoing conflict, President Zelensky is looking beyond the battlefield, hoping to convene a global peace summit in Switzerland. The proposed summit aims to gather 80 to 100 countries in a united effort to address the crisis, highlighting the importance of diplomacy in seeking resolution. The geopolitical landscape is also witnessing shifts, as Slovakia's new leadership, closely allied with populist Prime Minister Robert Fico, signals a potential pivot towards Russia. This development has sparked concerns about the future direction of the country's foreign policy. The human cost of the conflict continues to rise, with recent Russian missile and drone strikes in Kharkiv and Donetsk claiming 12 civilian lives and leaving many more injured. The violence underscores the dire situation faced by those caught in the crossfire. Meanwhile, Russia has condemned an alleged drone attack on a military facility in Moldova's breakaway Transnistria region and has accused the Ukrainian embassy in Tajikistan of recruiting mercenaries to fight against Russia. These accusations add another layer of complexity to an already intricate conflict. Despite these challenges, Ukrainian forces maintain control of Chasiv Yar, a strategic location in the eastern Donetsk region. The situation in Bakhmut and surrounding areas remains particularly precarious, with Russian forces conducting offensive operations day and night. The resilience of Ukrainian forces in these conditions is a testament to their commitment to defending their territory. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.